I have been burned on so many investment opportunities. Ponzi schemes, crypto, which to me, they're not that all that much different. Anyway, here's the thing. I've gotten burned over and over. So I wanted to create a vehicle for accredited investors to put their money in a place that has a huge potential upside and a low possibility of a downside. That is our fund. Go to aaroncordovez.com/invest to find out if it's right for you. People often ask me, hey, can I sit down with you one-on-one? Let me pick your brain, get whatever info from you on how to sell on Amazon, how to get started. Well, guess what? You can sit one-on-one with me for more than 3 hours on my mini course, aaroncordovez.com/start. And I will sit down with you one-on-one and give you all the info that I think you need to get started on Amazon.
This is the Aaron Cordovez Show.
So Luna, you brought something from your class. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. So basically, every time we have like play time, I would say, because I have a lot of stuff in my backpack that's like arts and crafts things, because I bring it from my house, or sometimes I like just get arts and crafts stuff. And today was different from all the other days because I got a tissue box and I made like a little house for like little cute little llamas. Out of my old sock that I had in my backpack, I made it into like a little like a bean bag, mm-hmm. but like a humongous bean bag. I don't know what you call it, but
we can call this, Luna, a prototype. You ever heard that word?
No.
Prototype is when you build something like as a test to see then if you want to make one like a big one or like, you know, one with made with different type of things. You start it to just see how it's going to look like if you really, really made it. So it could even be like, this can be a prototype of a house. Like you're making
what?
A real house like,
that. Like I could, if you allow me to cut up my socks, then yes, I could do that.
I'll let you cut up your socks.
But Mama said if I cut up my socks, she would never buy me socks. And I could have
Well, you could still cut them. You just will never get new ones. Until your foot's bigger. Because yeah. When your foot's bigger, you'd have to get new socks anyway. So yeah. What about your socks that you already grew out of?
Yeah, I have a lot of those.
Then you can cut those.
And this is one of them.
So what happened? So if you, look, so here's the thing. This is what I'm going to tell you. Making all this stuff, you having fun?
Yeah.
Good. Do you know that there's people who've done this and have made a business just doing this kind of stuff?
What?
Yeah, there's a movie called Chicken Run. You ever heard of it?
Chicken Run? That's a funny name.
You know what they do? You know what that movie was?
No.
Millions of people saw it. And you know what it was?
What?
They took clay. Like a little clay chicken. And they took little clay pieces and a clay farm. They made things out of clay. And they moved it little by little and they made a movie out of it.
What?
Out of moving clay.
What?
You never heard of Chicken Run?
No, never.
Yeah, like, and they talk and they go like this. They talk like this. Look. It's just clay moving. But every second they took a picture. Tick, 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 tick. They have so many pictures and they made it into a movie. It's actually clay. There's no actors. So you imagine doing this and you make a whole movie out of it. Just little clay pieces moving or little sock pieces moving. A sock movie.
A sock movie? Or maybe a sock puppet movie.
Yeah, sock puppet.
You can like cut a hole and then make the puppet and then it would be like a puppet. You would go like.
So it would be a puppet show or it would be people show or it would be cartoons?
Like it basically.
Or all of them.
Like it would be cartoons.
Okay. Cartoon.
Cartoons, a puppet show, and yeah. Okay. I'm doing in the puppet show.
Good. You know, you could maybe do films. You could actually do films right away because you have a camera. Like, you can use... Like, if you do a show and you have people over,
like
I will record
all my
you guys.
Friends?
You could have friends. You could do a show. If you write out a play, I will record it for you. You have to write the play. You know how you ever written a play?
No, but, like, we do, like, pretend plays.
So you can write it out. You can do, like, scene one, and then you put... There's five people there. One sock comes out and eats the other socks or something. And then you could, if
or
you have actors.
Maybe we could do a Peppa Pig one.
We could. We could do anything. But I'm telling you, if you write a play, we'll record it. For sure. Okay, anyway, so let's go back. Look, I'll tell you one thing that I saw here from your box, Lona. You see these little guys? These little llamas. Would you like to, if you made this toy for your own brand, Lona,
what would you want to do? I would keep the horn and like make mini clothes for it.
Mini clothes?
Like mini clothes, like mini cute clothes. Like.
You want to do it?
You want me to draw it?
No, no. Like, we make one. Here's the thing, Luna. You can make anything. That's the.
So you think this, I should like show. Get clay? How would I get the eyes? I saw eyes like this at Michael's.
You can get like eyes it, like that.
Like maybe we should even make it bigger.
You like it bigger? Or you want the smaller?
Like maybe like that bigger.
Sure.
Because, you buy the pieces. Because they're really small. Unless I wanted to make a baby and a mama and then a newborn. It's so tiny.
What do you think people would like if they bought like? Would they want to build their own unicorn?
If we were to sell something like that, I think we should make a newborn unicorn. I mean, whatever it's called.
Yeah, newborn unicorn. Yeah. How do you make a newborn one?
Like, you make it, like, out of clay. And I don't
know. But, like, I mean, like, what would it look like? Would it be just, what would like make a newborn?
Like, it would be, like, half of the size.
Like a super mini. What? Would you like to make? Would you want? Because earlier we had a thing. I know we were talking about a Pokemon thing, and we could sell a bunch of these Pokemon cards. And I was gonna see if you wanted to do that, but do you still want to do that, or do you want to make
like,
something else?
I could do like maybe both of them. Maybe I could do like one set of these, and then I don't think we should mix them up because maybe some people would only like the llamas, not the Pokemon cards.
They would throw it away and be upset,
and they would look for another one because I don't think a lot of people like Pokemon because I met people that don't like Pokemon.
You did. Me too. Well, but the thing is, I've met people who don't like llama corns or unicorns or even stuff. There's some people that like nothing and they sit and they just don't ever want anything.
What?
Yeah, oh, that's another topic for another day. So here's the thing, Luna. For off camera, we can talk about off camera. So here's what I want to know. If we pick something right now, recording here on camera, everybody's watching, that we're going to make a brand together. Okay? And I'm going to show you how to do it. You're going to do it all. We could do the Pokemon brand one.
And I'm only 8?
You're only 8, but that's fine. So what? People have conquered entire countries when they were like 14 or 13. Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great, I think he was like 13, and he literally took an army of people, and he took over a whole country. I don't know if that story's correct, but that's what I think about it. Yeah, so, anyway.
This one's 1 centimeter.
So in 5 years, Luna, you can take over the whole countries.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
No, but it's a little bit different today. We don't really take over countries, no.
Yeah, because we have school. Unless I finished school when I was 2.
Last time we did questions. You had some questions about stuff that you wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do that again.
Because I have a lot of questions right now.
You have questions? Good, go.
Why do you only have factories in China and not the United States?
Oof. Well, Luna, you put me into a hard spot. I have to tell you. We do make a lot of stuff in China.
I have a lot of questions that you might not be able to answer. That's why I don't ask them.
No, I can answer them. I can answer them. I'll answer anything. I'll give you an answer. If it's right or wrong, I don't know, but I'll try my best. So can I do the first one? Can I answer it?
Who was the first one to make people like to talk? Like who invented it?
Who invented talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that question I don't have the answer to. Sorry.
See, I told you, I have a lot of ones.
Okay, but we'll start with the first question you asked me, I mean.
Okay.
I meant that one. Let me answer that one. So, okay. China, right? A lot of stuff are made in China. That thing, I guarantee you, the plastics. Why? Well, actually, I'm not sure. Let me check it. Probably. Let's see. What is this anyway? Made in China. See, this is right there. So this nail glue was made in China. Why? I wish I knew. So, the biggest reason is that China produces the most like things made out of plastic, things made out of like even boxes, things made out of steel.
Said she has nothing in her house made in China.
That's a lie. She said it's just not true.
That she hates China, and if she were to have something from China, she would like throw it away and never have it again.
So Luna, do you believe that she understands China?
No.
Has she been to China?
No.
Does she know Chinese people?
No, but I do because one of them came to our house.
The guy who was the factory owner guy.
Yeah. And he's a Chinese person.
Yeah. Was he mean?
No, he was so nice.
What if Isabella sees him, you think she should go, I hate you?
No.
No, that's crazy.
That's rude.
Of course. So, what happens, Luna, this is...
Because she said why she hates it is because they created the coronavirus. Maybe, like, a little part of that. Maybe some of them created the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. But all the rest could be good.
It's true.
You know?
Thank you, Luna. You're so smart. I'm so happy you're on this show. And I have to say one thing, too. What if you found out, and I don't know if it's true or not, but there were some reports, some people had said, that actually the United States government sent money to a lab in China where it was made. But
then,
let's say,
if she thought China created it, then it would also be part of the USA. So then she would, like...
So look, at the end of the day, I don't know for sure.
Well, I mean,
no one,
like
who really, really, really knows?
Donald Trump did that or Joe Biden?
No. That's not none of them. So what's funny is people give the names, right? So people understand the name, like Joe Biden, Donald Trump. That's two names, right? But the government is hundreds of thousands of people actually in government. Or at least, tens of thousands. It's definitely a lot of people. But here's the thing.
I don't even know the government name.
Yeah, but there's so many people.
Then
so,
why would the government want people to get hurt if they even voted the government? That would be so bad.
Your questions are very good, Luna. It's a good question. I'm going to actually answer that real fast before we get back to the fact of your question. So one of the reasons, Luna, is because people, when they're no longer want to work. Imagine nobody wants to work, Luna. Imagine that. Nobody in the whole world wants to work. A world where nobody wants to work. Okay.
Nobody?
Yeah, people don't want to work.
Not even nothing?
Like, most people.
Then there would probably be nothing in the world.
But let's say someone, like, I don't want to work. I don't like businesses. I don't like companies. I don't like working. I don't like any of that stuff.
But that's lying because you actually do.
Not me, but I'm just saying, like, somebody. Let's say you got, like, half of the people that felt that way. A lot of people said, I don't like working. I'm doing this. Now it's time to vote. And one person says, we're going to give you everything into your hand. And we're going to take care of you. And no one is going to be hungry. And everyone will get all of their education absolutely for free. And you're going to have to do nothing because we're going to take care of you. And one person said, everybody is going to create their own work. And if you learn really good and you study good and you learn business, you can make it.
And then
so who's
going to
win? Who's going to win?
The person who says everything's going to be free.
That's right.
Because they're saying that because they don't like working.
So what happens...
I would actually, if I was old enough to vote, I would vote the other person.
The guy that said you should work and you're going to be okay. So here's the thing. The reason that people get elected is because if enough people don't want to work and don't believe about working and don't believe in, let's say, certain things, they will vote for somebody who tells them that they won't have to work or that they're going to be taken care of no matter what. Generally, that's my idea.
And
this is my concept.
Lie.
So I know, but at the end of the day, how do you not work? Because imagine if you were placed with only 10 people. Imagine you're on a farm, Luna. You're on a farm, and it's 10 people. And 5 people say, I just want to get all my food for free. What's going to have to happen? How do they get food for free?
They're going to have to work.
Well, that's right. But if they wanted it for free, how would it happen? It's hard, right? It's hard to think about, isn't it? But what if the other five people, did twice as much work and made enough food and did enough things twice as much for them and for one other person? So 5 people do twice as work and 5 people do no work. But I'm just saying, imagine everybody has to get fed. So one person, you know, milks the cows. One person, you know, whatever, gets the eggs from the chicken. The other person cooks. The other person's whatever. If 5 people do nothing, do the other 5 people have to work harder?
Yes.
That's right. So what if all 10 of them said, we want everything for free?
But what
if all 10 of them said, no, I just want it all for free?
They would get nothing.
That's right. Would they, like, be starving?
Yeah.
Yep. You can't. It's impossible.
You want to know why?
Yes.
It's actually bad if whoever's, you know, the person who making the other person say they don't want to work? Because they're making them do twice as much as they actually have to do. So basically, they're like, I don't want to work. I'm not doing this for you. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. It's because of them. That's why they're having no food.
Yeah.
They should just work.
That's right. Because work is you're doing something special or something good that somebody else wants, right?
Yeah.
But let's say we planted some food. I planted it and I got it and I went to go eat it.
And I said, hey, Luna, you want some? I give it to you. I did some work, right? But I worked because it's something that you like. You actually wanted to eat it. If but I got you like a piece of poop and I said, here, Luna, it's yours.
Yeah!
That's right. You know, actually, I'll tell you a story.
Okay. I just had something to say.
Go.
By the way, even if you didn't ask for it, people can just do that and they're being generous.
That's right.
Even if the other person's not being rude, there can be, there's two different things. There can be because somebody doesn't want to do something and they're making the other person do it, or it's just because the other person wants to be nice. It's not just because I want to give it to you because you asked for it. It's because I want to be nice.
That's nice. That's really good. That's great. Thank you for being a good friend. Now, that actually, like you said, that does happen. If enough people get a lot of things for free, a lot, over and over and over, then they might believe that that's how it should be. People,
is that how, that's why always asks people for things. So she had a habit of doing that, and it kind of made me do that, and I'm trying to stop him.
Is that what he means, trying to stop asking people for things?
Yeah. So that's why I tell Mila, you shouldn't ask for stuff, otherwise you would think maybe everything was for free. You know, that's probably why people are probably stealing.
Could be. It could be, Luna. This
one
is
of the reasons.
It definitely could be one of the reasons. Going back a little bit, okay? We talked about the voting. You asked me why are there people voting, and I explained to you a little bit of my thoughts, okay? It's a lot more complicated, right? There's a lot of pieces, Luna, you understand? But that could be one of them, okay? If people stop liking to work, someone who is saying, hey, everybody should work is not going to win. You understand that, Luna?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So can we go back to the factory question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Factories in China, Luna, things are much cheaper. It costs less.
Why?
I haven't fully found the answer. But from what I understand, Luna, the cost to live there is a lot less. That's first. It just costs less. I don't know exactly why it costs less. I don't have an answer to that. Okay. It costs less to work in China. So someone who works in a factory, they might work for maybe about $1,000 every month. Here, if you pay someone $1,000 a month, you can't hire anybody. I think it's actually illegal if you pay that little. Let me do the math. Hold on. I think you can't. If you pay somebody that little, it's absolutely illegal. Like, you cannot. Yeah, you can't hire somebody for that money here.
Why?
It's illegal. You can't. It's a law. There was a law that somebody said you cannot hire somebody for less than that. So if you actually you can't, like, I know it's like, oh, the kids and everything, that's another whole story. But let's say you turned 16. I think you can legally work at 16. If somebody said, oh my gosh, I'm going to get a 16-year-old, here's your first job, you can get paid every hour, you're going to make $5. If somebody did that, it would be illegal. They go to jail. I don't know if they go to jail, but they'll definitely get fined.
That would be so bad. So if I were to have a company in China...
You can't hire somebody for $5. Yeah, in China you can, yes.
So in China I can't.
Yes. In China you can pay.
So then why are you saying I...
In the United States you can't.
Then why are you saying that I could have a company right now? When I'm 8.
You're not paying somebody. You can't have an employee. You can't have somebody working for you.
Oh.
Like,
so
if you...
Like, it's
well,
only
you also,
me. What about if it's me and my friend?
So if your friend works for free, then they can help you. You guys can, like, have fun together. But you can't actually, like, officially, like, sign her and say, you're working for me and I'm going to pay you $5 per hour. Illegal. No matter what their age is. No matter what.
No.
You can't. And even and if they're a kid, you actually can't. You can't pay them, really. Well.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pay them. Like, maybe I'll give her something that she really wants.
Yeah, you could do that.
Like, let's say, if she works with me maybe for like a year, I would give her 10 things that she really wanted from my room, and I have to say yes.
Yeah. So right now, like, you can do that. You're 8. You're doing around. You're doing stuff. Hey, come. And it's the same. Like, you guys are playing. You're doing something together. You're building this. Imagine you sold that. Whatever. You can do that. But if you have a business, you have a company, you cannot hire somebody and pay them less than what's called the minimum wage, which is the least you can pay somebody. It doesn't matter their age. Actually, you can't even hire somebody, let's say they're 10, because they're saying, okay, I'll say something that I believe very strongly, okay?
Okay.
Insane, to define insane, when you don't understand differences between things. This is what I'm just telling you, like, what it is to be insane for me. If I see this llama thing, and I think it's real and it's going to attack me.
That would be just silly.
No, no, but I actually really was scared. Like, I was actually really, really scared and sweating and running.
Literally like, run into the basement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lock the basement door.
And you tell me to come outside. No, I can't. The llama's going to eat me. Would that be insane?
Kind of.
That would be really insane. Like, extremely insane. Right? When you can't see the differences between things, for me, that's where you're insane.
So, like, if there was a such thing of a llama that could eat you, and that's, like, a mini llama that could eat you, anything that's it's real.
Maybe,
and then
or
it,
maybe you can't even tell that it's mini. Maybe for you it's big. I don't know.
Because you have drugs, maybe?
Could it be drugs? And it could be other stuff. Maybe you had drugs in the past. Anyway, there's a lot of ways it can happen. The point is, to be smart, the smartest people can see the differences between things. The best way to be is when you know the difference.
I can see the difference between this and a real llama. It's like a chibi llama. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really cute.
Yes.
A real llama wouldn't be that cute. And right. It wouldn't probably have a cut-off horn.
That's true. So now, let's look at differences, okay? So there's a law. So here's a law. And for me, the law is insane because it doesn't see any difference. That's the problem with some of these laws that exist. So imagine if I told you, hey, Luna, you're going to work in our company, Zulai Kitchen.
What?
You could work. You can work for us right now. You're going to help us build a brand, and I'm going to pay you, and every day I'll pay you $10.
That would be illegal.
That's illegal.
Yeah, I don't know why. That's
but,
a really,
but that's what, but hold on.
That's
I'm just explaining
a bad
to you.
Law.
But I'm explaining to you. If I did that right now for you right now, would that be a bad thing? And you're right. Forget the law. Just, is that a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing.
Why?
Because it's helping you and it's helping me and it helps other people get what they want.
That's right. So now, check this out. So the reason that you're not allowed to hire kids under 16 is because the law looks at it like torturing. Because some people have done it where they're going to take kids and they force them to work. And then the pay that that kid gets, the kid doesn't get it. The person who like owns them, not even the parents, somebody who stole them will get the money. That actually happens. Like, this is real life. And those people might be working hidden. There's things... anyway, this is no, like, actually real life.
No, you could tell me.
Okay. They're called, like, sweatshops. That's the name of the thing. A sweatshop. Where, like, you basically throw a bunch of people. Could be kids. Could be adults. Could be old people. People. And they're working, but they're basically slaves. And this happens, okay?
Slaves are illegal.
Slaves are illegal, too. Of course they're illegal. Slaves are illegal. But what I'm saying is... How do you define what a slave is? Normally, if you know the difference, someone who's being forced to work or someone who works and the money doesn't go to them, goes to somebody else.
It's kind of be called a slave.
It could be called a slave.
Yeah. Okay? But not like as bad.
Yes.
Or maybe
well,
worse.
Well, if they get paid. Okay. So here's.
Depends how much they work and how they work.
Yes, that's right. But here's the point, Luna. The difference. If you come work for me or even for a friend of mine, let's say you went to Tibor and you work for Tibor. And you helped them cook some stuff.
And I wanted to.
And you wanted to, and you got paid for it, $10. Is that the same as you working in a sweatshop against your will and that money's going to someone else?
No.
No, it's not the same. But in the law, to stop...
They think that's the same.
To stop... Well, no, it's they're not thinking any difference. Everything is treated the same way. Whether it's a child helping a family business, you could do it for me for free.
Like, I
want. You could volunteer.
To. Like, what if. It's a different because if the kid wants to or the kid doesn't want to,
it
could be illegal.
It doesn't matter. Like, in the law, it doesn't matter. In the law, it doesn't matter. If you're 13 years old and you go get a job.
And you want to do it.
And you want to do it. And you say, okay, you pay me $30 in a day.
Or how much you want to pay me.
If you did that and you told the government, they'll say, you can't do that. You can't. It's illegal. You'll probably get a fine. It's, I don't know if you probably won't go to jail. I don't know. You might go to jail. Actually, I don't
that's just.
It's weird, right?
That's just bad.
Here's another thing, okay?
It's different from being stolen and forced to work.
Of course.
It has a big difference.
Yeah.
But even maybe the government can't see the difference.
They can't because also you make a law and that law happens and it affects more people than maybe they even wanted to. There's another law, so. It depends on the age that you work. You cannot work until you're 16. Then you can work. That's just the law. Okay, I think it's 16. Anyway, so it's either 16, maybe it's 15. And I think when you're 16, basically you're going to work like 10 hours in a week. And if you try to work more, you're not allowed to work more.
So I'm not allowed to babysit until I'm older than 16?
Well, what happens is no one's going to like go to the police and say, hey, this person's babysitting and taking money. You're also not what's called an employee. An employee is like you're working... It's a type of when you work for somebody. So, if you do someone a favor and get paid, that's different. Like for babysitting, like, I think it's different. Actually, I'm not a lawyer.
If somebody cleans your house for free for like maybe $10.
Yeah, that's a job. You could do that.
It's a job, but is it illegal?
No.
So there's a difference.
It is a difference. That's right. It's a difference. What we're talking about is called employment. Employment is when I say, hey, you work for me, for our company, and I'm going to pay you every week or every month or whatever amount of time. And I pay you all the time because work for your hours.
Because it's a company.
It's a company. Different. That's right.
You have a baby. You just had a baby and you need help with the baby and then you hire somebody to do that because you actually need the help. It's different because it's not with...
Not an employment. It's not a company, right? It's for a person.
Yeah, it's not a company. It's for a person.
Yes.
It's different.
And it's not like...
I just was a little confused because my friend said she worked for somebody on babysitting and they got $20. And then my friend said she was babysitting for the same amount of time as her and she got $6. That's kind of weird, the payment. But maybe it's because she agreed and she thought that's how much the thing is.
So now we're going into... This conversation right here is talking about where this law goes to when you get older, okay? So, right now, okay, if you went to get a job, and if you did something for someone and said, hey, I'll wash your car for $1, you probably wouldn't do it, but somebody could do that.
It's but, okay. Like, if you just really
$10,
wanted...
$100, whatever.
Maybe if you just really wanted a dollar, you didn't want more than that. You just wanted exactly a dollar, like exactly a dollar. And you really, really, really wanted it.
When we go into prices and paying for work, for babysitting, there's a couple of ways that this happens. Because sometimes if you went to babysit somebody right now, you can go and find somebody who would babysit. And I don't know the laws about job, like not you, because it's not employment. I need to check this because I really don't know. I really don't know. Like, actually, the truth. I'm sorry. I don't know if you go and
do the job for somebody. See, I told you I had hard questions.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard questions. So if you went and babysat for somebody and they just paid you, is that legal? Honestly, I don't know. I have to check. I'm not fully sure. But what you could not do is say, hey, I'm gonna work for you, 40 hours every week. We're going to have this thing and it means I'm going to get paid and whatever. That, like, having that whole thing, and you can't do that.
Because
it's employment. Because you're not old enough, according to the law. But in real life, you might be able to do that. Like, you actually could get a job right now and do that. Now, that's not possible.
There can be silly laws that some people like. They're silly. But, like there's a law that's very silly, like the one we're talking about right now.
So imagine, Luna, you had you went to school and your school finished at 3 o'clock and then you work from 3 to 6, right? And you got paid $5 every day for doing that. And the work was fun for you.
And that was against the law.
What is against the law? But like...
Then that would be so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Okay. So I'm gonna talk about it a little more, but that actually is against the law. Now, what happens is sometimes the government will try to basically be like your parent. Because some kids might have to really work a lot, or when they're allowed to work, now they go, well, you're going to go to school for just 3 hours, then you're going to work for 10 hours. And that money doesn't go to you. The parent is going to take it. So now you're working for your parent. Now, yes, you're helping your family, but sometimes maybe you did it forced. And maybe you didn't say you're going to help your family.
And maybe I didn't want to.
Yes.
Like, if I wanted to work and I wanted to, let's say, I wanted to work for you in your company right now.
Yeah.
That's against the law. And I'm your daughter. And you're my parent.
If I don't pay you, then it's okay.
If you don't pay me.
Yeah.
Like, but even if you don't pay me, it would... The law is still there. It's still pretty funny law.
I agree. So, but now let's look at this. Here's an interesting thing, Luna. You're right in the law. Imagine now you're making the law, okay? You're making the law. Can you imagine that you're a lawmaker?
Write
laws. Okay,
sure.
You write laws. Good. You're writing laws. And now you need to write a law because people are complaining and they're saying, I was made to work. You're a kid. Many kids were made to work when they didn't want to work. Okay? Now, how can you write a law to prove and say only you can work only if you want to work?
I would say that.
But okay, let's say that's the law. If you want to work, you can work. And if you don't want to work, you can't have forced work, okay?
Okay.
Now, how can you tell if somebody wants to work? Like, now you wrote the law. Now you have people in the world. They're working. How do then the police say, oh, do you want to... Like, now imagine someone was forced to work. And the police goes to them and said, do you want to work? Now they have someone who's forcing them to work. And they were told, you have to lie and say you want to work. Now police goes to the person and say, little girl, you're here, you're 10 years old, you're working and you're, I don't know, you're building some machines or, I don't know, you're making, you're doing a crochet.
And then,
and they
then,
ask you, so, do you want to be here crocheting, Miss 10-year-old girl?
And I would, what would happen if they, what if she got forced, but they were smart enough to know to not lie?
But let's say they didn't. You're in your forest. It's a bad scenario. It's very so.
So if I don't do what they say, so that's why they put the law.
Well, think about it. How would you make a law that would allow people who want to work and people who don't want to work, then they can't. They don't work. Like how
then
would you do that?
Maybe
how would the law be?
Police should have a mind reader about saying yes or no.
That's great. If you had that, then you could make that law. But you see, it's hard if you're making a law, Luna, to make a law that says, okay, if you want to work, you'll be able to work. And if you don't want to work, then you don't have to work, right? Because what happens when people do get forced, and that actually happens, how can you actually check it? It's very, very difficult.
You
see that, Luna?
Every police would have the mind reader.
The mind reader,
that would
be perfect. Yeah, then we solve all the world's problems.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. For the laws like this, Luna, what happens, this is the process, the thing that normally happens. Bad people do bad things, okay? So you have someone who forces kids to work and actually ruins little kids' lives, okay? So if you have a bad person that does a bad thing, now what happens, there's actual people who were hurt and a very, very bad thing that happens, okay? Now they have to pass a law. But guess what, Luna? You have a criminal. There's different levels of criminal. You could be like, okay, if you stole something one day, you could be called a criminal because you stole with it one time. So we're both criminals because we've both stolen something. Okay,
like
so
maybe we stole.
Yeah, one penny.
Like
whatever.
Like you saw a penny on the ground and you saw somebody next to it, and then they said it was theirs, but they didn't pick it up, and then you took it.
Yeah.
But they also could be lying.
Or you took something from the store. Okay, you're still learning. I know. I've stolen things. You've stolen things. We know that, right?
Almost. Everybody's stolen things.
Yeah, I think
there's nobody that's perfect.
So by the definition, you can say almost everybody's a criminal. But like it's levels. You could be like a criminal this, or you could be like a big criminal who like destroys humongous things and whatever. Okay. So point is this. The people who break the law the most and the very important laws, okay, they do something bad. Now, people who make the law, they try to control the bad people, the criminals, by making more laws. Okay, so the law about the age of working and the law about that kind of stuff. Because
they couldn't think of the machine. They couldn't think of the machine, the mind reader machine.
No, they couldn't.
They couldn't think of
that. Because
if they
did the mind reader machine, everything would be perfect. So now, what happens, they pass a law, Luna, that tries to get the criminal to change. So they don't do bad things. But what is the definition of a criminal?
Somebody who like steals.
Breaks the law.
Yeah.
So if you're passing a law.
And if they break the law.
So are they going to follow the law? Is a criminal who's already doing something bad. There's a new law that says you can't do bad things. Is a criminal going to listen to that law?
Probably not, because they're already breaking laws.
That's right.
So then you need to think of like something like, let's say, if the exact thing that they want.
Oh, I see.
From
I see.
The store
I see.
Is. With yeah. them, and they yeah, have but, it. Mm.
The
they
thing
put
is,
it there.
Luna, there's some people who are gonna do crazy things, and you can't actually like
then
make them change their mind with just talking or like here's a free thing. It takes. You won't just change your mind.
So then, if there was no psychiatrist and drugs, then things would be better.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Because a lot of people do bad things when they're on a lot of drugs. But here's the thing. Here's why a lot of the laws that are bad, why they happen. They're not great laws or they're silly. You try to use the law to control a person who's already breaking the law. And guess who suffers the most? The people who follow the law.
Yes.
Because they have to listen to this all the time when the law was not made for them. The law about hiring and not hiring kids was made to stop people who are abusing kids, not to stop people who want to give kids jobs and opportunities. So the people who follow the law are the people who don't abuse the kids, and they're the ones that get affected by the law. So you see, that law was put to stop the criminals and the crazy people who are doing horrible things to kids. But then those guys already are still will not follow the law no matter how many laws you pass. So you're not going to stop them with the law.
You're going to make good people, and then you can make the good people want to be bad people, and you can create more, because, and then there'll be a point that everybody is bad, because there's just so many laws that's trying to trump those people. They should actually take away some laws, maybe.
I would agree with that. I agree with that. Okay, so Luna, that's what we have for today. Actually, one more little piece. The China piece, it's a lot cheaper to make stuff in China. That's been the biggest reason. Now, why, that will be a topic for another day, but that's the biggest reason people make things in China, because it costs less money. That is the thing. And also here, even right now, I tried to make lemon squeezers and all that stuff here in the United States. Nobody in the entire United States makes a lemon squeezer, like, with a lot of lemon squeezers. They might make, like, one by wood or something like that, but to make a lot of lemon squeezers, there is no single factory here that I found, and I looked for months, not even single one. And in China, there's dozens, meaning, like, a lot. Like, there's maybe 40 or 50 factories. So
that is very weird. What? Maybe maybe it's a law that you don't even know.
That's true. That
maybe
could be
it's a law.
There you go.
Maybe it's a law. Maybe it's a law.
All right, Luna. You're amazing. Thank you for doing the show with me.
You're welcome. I want to do this every Friday.
I love it. Okay, baby.